I'm here with Laura Good, a researcher at the Centre for Workplace Leadership, to talk about Laura's research into sexual harassment from customers in the retail industry. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Susanna.
Tell me a bit about your project.
So this is based on my honours thesis last year at the University of Sydney. And my research question was, how do employees who have experienced sexual harassment from customers respond, and why do they respond in the ways that they do?
And what were your main findings?
Well, my key findings were that there seems to be a culture of non-reporting of sexual harassment from customers. So instead of reporting the harassment that they experienced to a manager, they tended to either ignore the behaviour, treat it as something to joke about with their colleagues, or ask a colleague to step in or address the customer one-on-one instead of actually speaking to their manager about the problem.
Why do you think these people don't speak to their manager?
I think there were three main reasons. Firstly, I think there's a lack of understanding about what sexual harassment is. So particularly in the retail sector and hospitality, and particularly coming from customers who aren't necessarily who we would think of when we think of sexual harassment perpetrators. So the main thing was people didn't understand what the line between appropriate behaviour and inappropriate behaviour in the workplace was. But also, in addition to that, I think the nature of the work and the working conditions in those industries also contributed to people's reluctance to report their experience to a manager.
In your research, you spoke about jobs in the retail industry potentially being sort of short-term, or jobs where people didn't really have to commit. Do you think that that's a factor as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think some of the victims really internalised that mentality that they were just working in a temporary job, and as it wasn't part of, because a lot of the participants were university students, so they didn't perceive these jobs to be their sort of career. It was just not a real job for them, in inverted commas, and consequently they saw it as something, their experience, as something just to put up with in the few years that they'd be working in these jobs before moving on to a more permanent career.
That's interesting. Do you think that any regulation should be in place, or is there any thing that you found that was lacking that could potentially help these people working in the retail industry?
Yeah, definitely. So I think one of the things that the Human Rights Commission's just launched is their new campaign, Know the Line, about raising awareness of what sexual harassment is. So I think that's a great initiative, and that could really be extended to acknowledging that customers are potential perpetrators of sexual harassment. But in addition to that, I think it's really important for all businesses to have workplace policies that detail clearly that sexual harassment is unacceptable, and that acknowledge that customers can be potential perpetrators. And part of those policies also needs to include a grievance procedure for what employees should do, or what employees can do if they experience sexual harassment, and to make them feel comfortable knowing that they can report it to a manager, and detailing what sexual harassment is, so they're not confused in themselves about whether it's something serious enough to report or whether they should be able to deal with it. I think in addition to that as well, there really needs to be more training for employees and for managers as well about what sexual harassment is and about their rights and responsibilities in the workplace.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Laura.
My pleasure.
Really interesting.
Good.